It's Pamela from Pine Hill. You're listening to WGXC Acra, Hudson, Catskill, 90.7 FM.
Network, this is the news. This is the network. This is the news. This is the network.
I'm Tom Rowe in Acre, and you've tuned into the WGXC Morning Show on the first day of the WGXC Tower Power Pledge Drive. We're asking you if you want to keep the WGXC antenna on a large tower in Greene County, spilling out 3,300 watts of community voices to the airwaves. It's a very expensive proposition, and we could move our antenna off to a cheaper location, but we wouldn't reach nearly as many people. We wouldn't get the signal out to Pittsfield, Massachusetts, or Western Connecticut, or Eastern Schoharie County, or Eastern Delaware County, or we wouldn't cover most of Albany County, or most of Rensselaer County. So if you want the WGXC signal to stay strong, we're asking you to become a sustaining supporter or make a donation of any kind at wgxc.org/donate. You can also visit one of the three local record stores and make a donation to WGXC. Or go to wgxc.org/donate and make a difference in your community and keep an open platform for lots of different community voices on the air at 90.7 FM. Stay tuned for the WGXC Morning Show next.
This is the network.
On Sunday, October 9th, turn out or tune in to a performance of Elvis Perkins in Deerland at the Avalon Lounge in Catskill. Elvis Perkins in Deerland is Columbia County resident Elvis Perkins, playing with Nicholas Kinsey, Brigham Brough, and Wyndham Garnett. They don't play too often out in the Hudson Valley, but they have played at the Newport Folk Festival and the Primavera Sound Festival. This is their first Hudson Valley appearance in a decade. To turn out or tune in, there'll be a live webcast at wgxc.org from 8 to 10 p.m. Sunday, October 9th at the Avalon Lounge in Catskill. Go to the WGXC community calendar online at wgxc.org for more information.
WGXC underwriting support is provided in part by Sun Common, supporting vibrant communities across New York for over 15 years, offering custom solar installations for homes, farms, and businesses. Information at suncommon.com.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of One Universal Media of Hudson, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You, too, can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate. Thank you for your support.
We interrupt this broadcast to bring you a special news bulletin.
Stay tuned to this station.
Stand by for news.
Direct via satellite from our on-the-spot task force.
Good evening from our newsroom in New York.
This is
Daily News and Weather Report.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant.
This is Tom Rowe. You can go to the newsroom at wgxc.org for more information about anything you hear here. Kathleen Moore reports for the Times-Union that 16 Capital Region school districts, including two in Greene County and five in Columbia County, are adding an anonymous reporting system to help students report when other students may be in danger of hurting themselves or others. The Stop It system is highly recommended by Sandy Hook Promise, a national nonprofit that developed various school safety measures after the 2012 elementary school shooting in Newtown, Connecticut. Stop It's anonymous reporting system includes an app, a website, and a telephone hotline. Users can submit screenshots, photos, audio, and video, as well as text. Stop It runs a 24-hour response center with specialists who will alert the appropriate officials in each school district in response to reports. In emergencies, they will call 911. The system also allows them to set up two-way messaging with the anonymous informant and school officials or law enforcement so that they can ask questions about a report. The system also gives students and staff access to a crisis text line, which is part of the app and website. That text line will connect them to mental health counselors. The system makes it possible for students to reach out for help or to report others that need help. The goal is to get help before a student becomes violent. Quaestar 3 BOCES contracted with Stop It for member school districts using a grant. Among the school districts adding the program are Chatham, Hudson, Ichabod Crane, New Lebanon, Taconic Hills, Caro Durham, Coxsackie Athens, East Greenbush, and Rensselaer City. Read more about this story in the Times Union.
Colleen Luthoff is reporting for Columbia Green Media that Hudson's planning board on September 29 unanimously approved plans for the Hudson Public House, a new three-story, 32-room hotel across three merged disused lots at Warren and 4th Streets. The proposal includes a restaurant and retail space, but no on-site parking. Galvin Foundation developers explained away the lack of parking, saying that the luxury hotel will be, and I quote, marketed toward visitors that have access to Amtrak service, end quote. Staff working at the hotel, restaurant, and retail space presumably would arrive by train. Construction on the project is not expected to be completed until next year. Read the full story at Columbia Green Media.
Scott Stafford reports for the Berkshire Eagle that the Soldiers Monument, a memorial to Union soldiers who served in the Civil War on the campus of Williams College in Williamstown, Massachusetts, was defaced by one or more vandals over the weekend. The vandals painted a Confederate flag and the word rebel on the monument located outside of Griffin Hall, sparking a strong reaction from the Williams College president. Quote, "The Confederate flag and the word rebel are commonly used as symbols of white supremacists and other extremist factions," unquote, Maud Mandel wrote in a letter to the college community. Quote, "The appearance of those marks is more evidence that we live in a world where people hold racist and otherwise hateful ideas. When someone defaces our campus, our own home, the symbols of those ideologies, it becomes especially personal," unquote, she said. College staff had removed the markings by October 10th. Mandel advised students interested in helping the anti-racism effort to visit the Office of Institutional Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion's webpage, which includes information about anti-racist and related efforts by the college community, locally and nationally. Campus Safety Services is conducting an investigation into the vandalism with the help of the Williamstown Police Department, according to a college spokesperson. Mandel asked that anyone with relevant information contact Campus Safety Services at 413-597-4444. Read more about this story in the Berkshire Eagle.
Rick Carlin reports in the Times Union that workers at the Skodak Amazon Distribution Center cast ballots between October 12th and October 17th on whether to join the new Amazon labor union. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand turned out for a rally October 10th ahead of the vote outside the Skodak warehouse. Gillibrand, a Democrat, told several hundred employees, and I quote, "Without a union, you're just a person. If they could pay you less, if they could give you less benefits, they would," end quote. So far, only one similar Amazon facility in the United States has voted to unionize, and Heather Goodall, the local employee organizing the union effort, wants to make it too. Goodall said, and I quote, "We have one message, and it's a message of support for the workers," end quote. Kristen Smalls, who led the effort to unionize the Staten Island Amazon facility, also turned out in Skodak in Rensselaer County. Smalls said, and I quote, "We are filing all over this country," end quote. Read the full story in the Times Union.
Nick Reisman reports for New York State of Politics that continuous monitoring of wastewater in the New York City metropolitan area has found repeated evidence of poliovirus in sewage, the State Department of Health on October 11th announced. The most recent results discovered in samples from Brooklyn and Queens found polio genetically linked to a case previously found in Rockland County. State officials on October 9th extended an executive order declaring a disaster emergency to allocate more resources for polio vaccinations and detection statewide. The State Department of Health earlier this summer confirmed the first case of polio in New York in a decade in Rockland County. A wastewater detection system has since turned up traces of polio virus in the greater New York City area. Quote, these findings put an alarming exclamation point on what we have already observed. Unvaccinated people are at a real unnecessary risk, unquote, State Health Commissioner Mary Bassett said. Between July 21st and October 2nd, more than 28,260 people have been vaccinated for polio in Rockland, Orange, Sullivan, and Nassau counties as health officials conduct an outreach effort for communities to improve vaccination rates for the virus. Read more about this story at NewYorkStateOfPolitics.com.
Mid-Hudson News reports that Democratic congressional candidate Josh Riley claims his campaign raised more than $1.6 million in the third quarter and has more than $1 million cash on hand for the final weeks of the election. Voting begins October 29th and ends November 8th this year. With new congressional districts because of redistricting, Riley is running in the new 19th congressional district against Republican Mark Molinaro, who has yet to announce his recent fundraising totals. Riley said, and I quote, "We are proving that people-powered campaign can beat one bankrolled by corporate PACs and special interests," end quote. A recent Siena poll conducted between September 25th and 28th showed Riley with a 5-point lead over Molinaro, but within the poll's margin of error. WSKG reporter Vaughn Golden wrote on Twitter about the poll, and I quote, "The margin of error here is so immensely large that it's plainly silly to use this or any similar poll to suggest someone leads or trails 5-plus weeks before an election, especially if you factor in the number of undecided voters, too," end quote. The poll did give Riley a 52-44% lead outside the poll's margin of error in Greene, Columbia, and Ulster counties. Molinaro is from Dutchess County, which is not in the new 19th congressional district. Riley lives in Broome County in central New York, which was added to the district in redistricting. Read more about this story at Mid-Hudson News.
And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day.
Now, here is your WGXC weather update. Your forecast for the next 2 days. Well, on Wednesday, patchy fog before 7 a.m. Otherwise, there will be increasing clouds with a temperature high near 68 degrees. Wednesday night, there will be a chance of showers after 2 a.m. Otherwise, it will be mostly cloudy with a temperature low of around 54 degrees. And on Thursday, showers are likely, then showers and possibly a thunderstorm after 2 p.m. with a temperature high near 65 degrees. And Thursday night, showers and possibly a thunderstorm. And some of those storms could produce heavy rainfall with a temperature low of around 50 degrees. And that's your weather update from WGXC 90.7 FM, radio for open ears in Greene and Columbia counties.
Tuesday, October 12th, there's all sorts of creative community voices on the air at 90.7 FM. WGXC.org. It's the first day of our Tower of Power pledge drive. We're asking you to keep WGXC's antenna on a big antenna tower in Greene County that will keep beaming 3,300 watts out across the local area from Pittsfield, Massachusetts to Northwestern Connecticut to Pine Plains to Schoharie County to Delaware County to Southern Albany County to Southern Rensselaer County to northern Ulster County and northern Dutchess County to almost all of Greene and Columbia County. WGXC beams out, and we're asking you to keep us on the air during this Tower of Power pledge drive at wgxc.org/donate. That's wgxc.org/donate.
To get a local event mentioned on All Together Now, go to WGXC.org and click on Add an Event at the top of the page, and copy and paste the information about your event in the boxes. Let's all get involved in our community. See what's going on at WGXC.org in the community calendar.
On Saturday, October 22nd, come out to Wave Farm and view the installations. It's part of WGXC's Fall Pledge Drive. Noon to 6 p.m. on Saturday, October 22nd, Wave Farm will welcome drop-in visitors for tours of the campus, including WGXC Acre Studio and the many installations on the property that employ radio in some way. Also, community members and local nonprofit organizations can come by to record public service announcements to air on 90.7 FM, and members of the public can record a station ID for WGXC. Again, that's Wave Farm is open for visits on Saturday, October 22nd during the WGXC Fall Pledge Drive from noon to 6 p.m. Go to WGXC.org for more information, and we'll see you on Saturday, October 22nd at Wave Farm.
Hi, this is Miles from Hudson. You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Hudson, Catskill.
Hello and welcome to the better weather for Wednesday, October 12th. Local early morning temperature range is tight, and a lot of places share the lowest temperature of 44 degrees from Arkville to New Baltimore. Today, the gradient is vertical, with the high point coming in at 48 degrees in Hunter. Don't believe me? Drive on out there yourself. Regional average soil temperature is 53 degrees. Closest possible snowfall today is 1,200 miles away near Lake Winnipeg in Manitoba. Another foggy morning, likely clearing out by 9 a.m. Skies will cloud over by the afternoon, and we will see a high of 70 degrees at 3 p.m. Overnight temperatures fall to 55 degrees and some rain may fall before dawn. Tomorrow, rain continues and gets stronger in the afternoon. Wind gusts are going to make it to the 30s, so branches will be falling. We'll get a high of 69 degrees at 3 p.m. Overnight, more rain and a couple bangs of thunder as temperatures fall to 51 degrees. Friday, rain stops by daylight and we'll see a high of 67. Saturday is looking nice and sunny with a high of 64. Today's tide schedule is high tide at 5:13 a.m., low tide at 11:39 a.m., high tide at 5:32 p.m. Today's river temperature will be 60 degrees and the tide strength will be high. Sunset today will be at 6:07 p.m. and sunrise tomorrow will be at 7 o'clock a.m. Looking way up, we see a coronal mass ejection impact could be felt today, causing some minor geomagnetic disturbances. X-class flare chances are at 10%, and solar wind speed is currently 374.2 kilometers per second at 3.2 protons per milliliter. Radio propagation conditions are currently fair below 15 megahertz till dark, with fair conditions for all and good conditions below 8 megahertz overnight. The 24-hour predicted KP index is 2. Quiet. The current sunspot number is 72. And this has been the Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate, who remind you it's drive time, and I'm not talking rush hour. If my voice is coming through your good old-fashioned, ubiquitous, and reliable radio, that's because of our radio tower. Help keep that happening by heading on over to WGXC.org and clicking donate to help us charge up that radio tower.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Dave King and Frank Tortaglioni of Philmont, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
Remember, during the current WGXC Tower Power Pledge Drive, from now through October 28th, there are three ways to donate. You can go online to wgxc.org/donate. Go to any WGXC or Wavefarm webpage and hit the donate button, or use the donate button on the Wavefarm app that's now available for both Apple and Android users, and it's free in the App Store. Or besides going to wgxc.org/donate, you can call 518-697-7400 to make a donation. That's 518-697-7400. And this pledge drive, now through October 28th, you can also make a donation in person at three local record stores: Spike's Record Rack, 395 Main Street in Catskill; John Doe Books and Records at 434 Warren Street in Hudson; and the Boom and Bloom Record and Flower Shop at 2176 Route 145 in East Durham are all also taking donations for WGXC. If you go there and buy a big stack of vinyl records, you can tell them to make part of the proceeds go to WGXC. Just ask about WGXC at the counter. They'll give you a free WGXC bumper sticker if you want, and you can make a donation in person at Spike's Record Rack in Catskill, John Doe Books and Records in Hudson, and the Boom and Bloom Record and Flower Shop in East Durham, or go online to wgxc.org/donate and help out during WGXC's Tower of Power Pledge Drive.
This is WA3QIZ. Do you read me?
Seymour, isn't it about time you made a real friend?
Mother, please, I'm communicating with my fellow hams.
How do I talk? Push this button here. You're all losers!
Yeah.
Ghost Power there, members of the bands Dimaxion and Stereolab, with their 2022 album Ghost Power and the song Asteroid Witch on the radio at WGXC.
Welcome to 2022 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
We might not get it. That wasn't the case a while ago, and I really do think it's a toss-up.
Politico White House correspondent Anita Kumar echoed polling, showing with less than a month until Election Day, the battle to control the 50-50 Senate is at a stalemate. Each party currently has the lead in just one seat currently held by the opposition. The Republican is slightly ahead in Nevada, while the Democrat has the lead in Pennsylvania. In a key race to replace retiring Republican Ohio Senator Rob Portman, entrepreneur and author J.D. Vance holds a slight edge over Democratic Congressman Tim Ryan.
Tim Ryan represents a congressional district that has lost 50,000 jobs just in his time in office. Those of us who create jobs know what it's like when you have bad policies, and we know what it's like when you have good policies.
During their Monday night debate, Ryan accused Vance of being an extremist.
You're running around with Lindsey Graham, who wants a national abortion ban. You're running around with Marjorie Taylor Greene, who's the absolute looniest politician in America. This is a dangerous group.
In the House, a Republican gain of 8 to 20 seats is predicted. Tulsi Gabbard, who ran for president in 2020 as a Democrat, is leaving the party. The former congresswoman called Democrats, quote, an elitist cabal of warmongers that are radicalizing issues and stoking anti-white racism.
I'm calling on my fellow common sense, independent-minded Democrats to join me in leaving the Democratic Party. If you can no longer stomach the direction that the so-called woke Democratic Party ideologues are taking our country, I invite you to join me.
Gabbard has been criticized by some Republicans for spreading Russian misinformation about U.S. biolabs in Ukraine. Chairman of the Senate Armed Services Committee, Jack Reed, formally started debate on the $817 billion 2023 National Defense Authorization Act.
We must keep in mind that the United States is engaged in a long-term strategic competition with China and Russia. Beijing poses the primary potential threat to our national security. As the only country in the world with the economic and technological capacity to mount a sustained challenge to our interests.
No votes will happen until mid-November on the bill that includes provisions to enhance security assistance for Taiwan and Ukraine. Nearly 10 million Americans may still be entitled to receive a COVID-19 stimulus payment. Federal officials say people who don't have to file tax returns, first-time filers, mixed immigrant status families, and people experiencing homelessness were among those likely not to have received a payment owed to them. And Buckingham Palace says the coronation of King Charles III will take place on Saturday, May 6, 2023, at Westminster Abbey. It's the site of his mother, Queen Elizabeth II's own coronation and state funeral. I'm Mary Sherman for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our eTrust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. What constitutes political corruption? Short of receiving a briefcase of cash in exchange for a vote, there's not much that will convince the U.S. Supreme Court that it is corruption. An upcoming case may even do away with that red line. An article in the New Republic by Michael Lindhorst explores an upcoming case in the U.S. Supreme Court called Prococo versus the United States. An aide to New York Governor Andrew Cuomo temporarily stepped down to run Cuomo's campaign, saying that he would return to his government job. While a, quote, private citizen, he used a government office and phones while he pressured state officials on behalf of a developer in exchange for $35,000 being sent to his wife. While it seems like open and shut corruption, court scholars and democracy advocates cite recent examples like the 2014 conviction of Virginia Governor Bob McDonnell. He and his wife were convicted in state courts of taking lavish gifts and sweetheart loans from a developer. But because no quid pro quo was proven, the Supreme Court overturned the conviction. Watchdogs think the Prococo case may open the doors of corruption even wider. In the 2010 Citizens United decision, which allowed unlimited money in elections, Justice Anthony Kennedy wrote, "The appearance of influence or access for donors will not cause the electorate to lose faith in our democracy." We have links to articles and groups taking action at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. For the American Democracy Minute, I'm Brian Beal.
We want the power of
for the people. That's all we ask in our country, dear. The sick and the hungry are unable. Protect them and those who may live in fear. We as the young wish to say in this song, God bless great America. We give thanks to the old for achieving their goal. It is now up to us, and we know we must build up a trust. And we want the power for the people. That's all we ask in our country, dear. The sick and the hungry are unable. Protect them and those who may live in fear. Power for the people. Power for the people. Power for the people. Power for the people. Hardening crimes is a part of the times, and it's rough for some people to live. Disease can move fast, but it don't have to last. It is now the nation's turn for all to be concerned. We can be freer still. It is the people's will. And bring back the power for the people. That's all we ask in our country, dear. The sick and the hungry are unable. Protect them and those who may live in fear. Power for the people. Power for the people. Power for the people. Power for the people.
Goodman, host of Democracy Now!, heard weekday mornings here at 8 o'clock on WGXC 90.7 FM. WGXC is hosting its pledge drive, and we need your support. Help keep hands-on creative community radio alive in your region by calling 518-697-7400. That's 518-697-7400. Or you can pledge online with your tax-deductible pledge at wgxc.org/donate. That's wgxc.org/donate. Help WGXC meet its goal and keep local, national, and international news broadcasting in Greene and Columbia counties. Thanks so much.
I'm Tom Rowe in Akron. You've tuned in to WGXC 90.7 FM during our Tower Power Pledge Drive. It begins on October 12th and it ends on October 28th. WGXC is again faced with a decision. Should we keep our antenna on the expensive tower that beams the 90.7 FM signal past Pittsfield and into northwestern Connecticut, across most of Rensselaer and Albany counties, and into parts of Schoharie and Delaware counties, and across Greene and Columbia counties, and northern Ulster and northern Dutchess counties? Or should we save money, but only broadcast to a limited geographical location, maybe just Hudson, or maybe Hudson won't hear FM 90.7 FM anymore, maybe Chatham won't get the signal anymore, or who wants to be the community that doesn't receive 90.7 FM anymore? We've got to make the decision. Can we still broadcast this broadly and with full power? Listeners will help make this decision, this pledge drive, as WGXC will see if it gets enough sustaining support to keep beaming out 3,300 watts of community voices into the ether. You can help at wgxc.org/donate. WGXC is a soapbox for all sorts of political views, and a common channel to share stories from local teenagers and senior citizens and everyone in between. Please consider going to wgxc.org/donate, becoming a sustaining supporter with a donation of as little as 17 cents a day or $5 a month. You can also donate at 518-697-7400. That's 518-697-7400. or make a donation in person at the three local record stores, Spike's Record Rack on Main Street in Catskill, John Doe Books and Records on Warren Street in Hudson, or Boom and Bloom on Route 145 in East Durham. If enough folks sign up as sustaining supporters during this pledge drive and make recurring donations at wgxc.org/donate, then WGXC can keep amplifying local voices off a tall tower for a shared community radio experience. I know that you want WGXC to keep beaming all the way to Pittsfield and keep beaming all the way to Western Connecticut, to keep local voices amplified that much, to keep that soapbox standing strong. Go to wgxc.org/donate and make a difference in your community today. That's wgxc.org/donate.
I hate the winter, can't stand the cold. I tend to cancel all the plans.
I'm so sorry, I can't make it.
But when the heat comes, something takes a hold. Can I kick it? Yeah, I can. My cheeks in hot color, overripe peaches. No shirt, no shoes, only my features. My boy behind me, he's taking pictures. The boys and girls onto the beaches. Come on, come all, tell you my secrets. I'm kinda like a prettier Jesus. Forget all of the tears that you've cried. It's over. Acid green, aquamarine. The girls are dancing in the sand. And I throw my cellular device in the water. Can you reach me? No, you can't. My cheeks in hot color, overripe peaches. No shirt, no shoes, only my features. My boy behind me, he's taking pictures.
He's taking pictures.
Lead the boys and girls onto the beaches. Come on, come on, tell you my secrets. I'm kinda like a prettier Jesus. Turn it on in a new kind of bright. It's solar. Come on and let the bliss begin. Think three times when you feel it kicking in that
Just 100 years after Lincoln signed the Emancipation Proclamation that freed the slaves, 200,000 people converge on the nation's capital to rally for civil rights. They come by train, they come by bus, and by air. They come from the north, the south, the east, and west. They come united in one cause, to urge Congress to pass a civil rights bill to end forever the blight of racial inequity. By 11:30, there are more than 200,000 thronging the mall. A crowd that is bigger than the most optimistic forecasts. Now there's a growing animation. It seems as if the demonstrators were finding strength in each other, had discovered their cause was a bond. Arrests in Washington were below normal.
Police attribute this to the fact that for the first time in 30 years, you couldn't even buy a beer in Washington. The civil rights marchers needed no stimulants like that. They provided their own with songs that ranged from the sacred to the hillbilly, but with the one recurring theme, the cause of 20 million Negroes. Washington, D.C., 1963. Democracy speaks in a mighty voice.
Yo, check this out, man. We rolling this way. That march in 1963, that was a bit of nonsense. We ain't rolling like that no more. Matter of fact, the young black America, we rolling up with seminars, press conferences, and straight up rallies. Am I right? We're going to get what we got to get. Coming to us, word up. We ain't going out like that 63 nonsense.
Playback.
Music hitting your heart, cause I know you got a soul.
Nothing is
this thing. Listen if you're missing, y'all. Swinging while I'm singing.
Hey!
Giving what you're getting. Knowing what I'm knowing. While the black band's sweating. In the rhythm I'm rolling. Gotta give us what we want. Gotta give us what we need.
Hey!
Our freedom of speech is freedom of death.
We got to fight the powers that be.
Fight the power.
Fight the power.
Fight the power.
Power.
We got to fight the powers that be. As the rhythm's designed to bounce with health and
sense
to rise. Designed to fill your mind now that you realize the prize arrives.
We got to
pump the stuff to make it hot. From the heart it's a start, a work of art to revolutionize. Make a change, something strange.
People,
we all the same, no we're not the same. Cause we don't know the game. What we need is awareness, we can't get careless.
You say, what is this?
Let's get down to business, mental self-defense or fitness.
Don't
let the show.
You got to start the
show. To make everybody see. In order to fight the powers that be.
Fight the power.
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 We're down.
Yeah.
Do you have 17 cents a day to support a platform for many diverse voices to have their say on the local airwaves? Just 17 cents a day, a monthly $5 recurring donation, can help keep local youth on the air at WGXC 90.7 FM. Your monthly sustaining support will keep the airwaves full of music from around the world and around the corner. WGXC needs 500 sustaining supporters to make sure there is one spot on the dial where the community can have access to its own airwaves. Make your pledge today at WGXC.org/donate and do your part to protect an important source of local news, information, and entertainment. With just 17 cents a day, you will do your part to protect your favorite frequency. Become a sustaining supporter today. Go to WGXC.org/donate now.
I'm Tom Rowe in Acre, and you've tuned into WGXC 90.7 FM, your creative community solar-powered radio station. During our Tower of Power pledge drive, we want to continue powering our tower with a 3,300-watt signal that broadcasts all the way to Pittsfield, Massachusetts. It broadcasts all the way to western Connecticut, and it gets out into eastern Schoharie County and eastern Delaware County and northern Ulster County and northern Dutchess County and almost all of Albany County and almost all of Rensselaer County, certainly the southern half of both of those counties, and then almost all of entire Greene and Columbia counties. Our signal beams out that far, and it amplifies the voices of all sorts of local people, from teenagers to senior citizens and everyone in between. We want to thank the current 276 WGXC sustaining supporters who realize how important all that is, how important it is for a community to have a space for conversation about important issues, a space for people to share their music from around the corner and around the world. We are especially thankful to the 276 local souls who have become sustaining supporters at WGXC. To become a sustaining supporter, all you have to do is donate something like 17 cents a day. That's $5 a month. And then WGXC can set their budget. We know what we can spend, and we know that we can afford to keep our antenna on our expensive tower. That's mostly what this pledge drive is about. We have to make a decision about whether or not to keep our antenna on an expensive tower. Our biggest single expense is the rent on that tower, where we have a little transmitter building at the bottom. We have to pay money to heat our transmitter in the winter to keep it warm enough and to cool it in the summer so it doesn't overheat. And then we have to pay the electricity bill on the heating and cooling and on the 3,300-watt transmitter that is running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, beaming out local voices all the time. This is what we're asking you. Later this year, WGXC has to make a decision about whether WGXC's FM signal is financially viable enough to renew our FM antenna lease with American Tower for another 5 years. Our current lease expires in 2023. We've got to make this decision now, and we're making it partially by what sort of community support there is for a broad FM full-power signal in this community. Maintaining WGXC's FM broadcast signal consumes a significant amount of the station operating budget, but we believe occupying a space on the terrestrial radio dial for local voices and experimental sounds is very important to this community in the Hudson Valley. If we're ever going to get affordable housing here, it may be because people have been talking about it on the radio for many, many years, about the need for affordable housing in this area. WGXC is a vital resource. It is intersectional. It is part of all issues locally. If you can have a say on the local issue, then you've heard it on WGXC before. So during our Fall 2022 WGXC Tower Power Pledge Drive, from October 12th to October 28th, we're asking for you to become a new sustaining supporter at WGXC to make sure the station has financial sustainability. Reaching this goal will play a critical role in our year-end strategic planning and evaluation of whether renewing our FM tower lease agreement with American Tower is possible or makes financial sense. We feel confident we are on sure financial footing, and we're doing everything we can to lower costs. In the past year, we have added solar panels to our Acra study center, and that is lowering the cost on this remote tower site by generating electricity to pay our bills. We also recently purchased a new transmitter that's more energy efficient and will work better and stronger at this tower site. For all these reasons, we think we are ready and can stay our antenna up on that tower, but we need a financial commitment from you. We need some help at wgxc.org/donate today. wgxc.org/donate. You can also help out by going to one of the local record stores, either Spike's Record Rack in Catskill on Main Street, or John Doe Books and Records on Warren Street in Hudson, or the Boom and Bloom Flowers and Record Store out on Route 145 in East Durham, and make a donation on the little box on the counter there. Or you can buy a t-shirt or a hat for WGXC there. Or if you buy enough records and you mention at the counter that you want a portion of your used vinyl purchases to go to WGXC, they'll make a donation in your name. So please help WGXC during this Tower of Power pledge drive by going to wgxc.org/donate and making a donation today.
It's winter pledge time at WGXC. Did you know for as little as 17 cents a day, or about $5 a month, you can become a sustaining supporter of the station, doing your part to keep WGXC community radio there for you? 17 cents a day, just think, a single beer or coffee can cost more than $5. So simply go online now at WGXC.org and click on donate. Or call now at 518-697-7400 to make a tax-deductible investment in listener-supported radio for open ears.